Friend to Friend, Would Baptism Change Me? From an interview with Elder Bradley D. Foster of the 70 by Hilary Watkins Lemon. They arose and came forth out of the water, rejoicing, being filled with the Spirit. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 14. I was the oldest child in my family, so a lot of people were interested in me as I prepared to be baptized when I turned 8 years old. My siblings and all the neighbor kids were curious about my baptism. I was too. I even became quite nervous about being baptized. My baptism was scheduled on a nice spring day. We lived out in the country, and when I woke up that morning, I decided to take a walk outside. I wanted to look things over for the last time as an unbaptized person. I looked at the trees and the river. I wondered how things would be different after I was baptized, because it seemed to be a really big deal. Then I walked home and got dressed for my baptism. A priest in our ward baptized me. My dad confirmed me and blessed me to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. After my baptism was over, I didn't look different at all. My friends came over to see if I had changed. I told them I hadn't changed, not on the outside, but I had changed on the inside. From that day on, I knew I wanted to be a better boy because of the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. In the Book of Mormon, we read of some Lamanites who received the Holy Ghost, but they knew it not. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. But on the day of my baptism, I knew the Holy Ghost had come upon me. I also knew I wanted to choose the right. I am grateful for the Holy Ghost. Every day I have tried to live so I could always have His companionship. As you try to choose the right, the Holy Ghost can also be your best friend. End of the article, Friend to Friend, Would Baptism Change Me? From an interview with Elder Bradley D. Foster of the 70 by Hilary Watkins Lemon.